So just tell us, what does it mean to have people like Sunil Gavaskar here and to receive honours like that?
First of all, I think we have quite a little bit in common with Sunil. I mean, we actually met in 81 when we had in charge of the Gavaskar 11 against the Miandad 11. And at that time, we in Dubai were hosting the cricket tournament between the UAE or the Dubai Cricket Council Association and the State Bank of India. And they needed a wicketkeeper. So Sunil came and said, look, we had Kirmani as one wicketkeeper. There was another one, the second one. And he said, I don't want Kirmani. Give me the other one. We said, okay. This was to see that they had their match going in Sharjah. So this went on, and this was fun. And the other comparison that I might make is that he, what I call him, is a Mumbai car before it was a Mumbaiite. And I am also a Mumbai car because I had my education in Bombay. And so I was there for 10 years. I finished before he actually started. And so that's where the common things lie. And, of course, talking about the life membership of Sunil, it's an honor for us to have him in our records. And as you said very rightly, there was Tendulkar, and now it's Gavaskar.
And you must still have that warm glow because of the fact that Sunil and the BCCI came here for the Pepsi IPL, and it was such a huge success here, wasn't it?
It was a fantastic tournament. We spoke together, we sat together for a long time, along with Sheikh Nahyan, His Highness, the president of ECB. And I think IPL actually proved that there's a lot of cricket that can be played here in the UAE. With the venues that we have, as Sunil said, all the three venues are fantastic. Of course, the Dubai venue is something out of this world, and we want to keep it that way. And I think if there's any hope of IPL hosting some more tournaments, we are there for them every time, anytime.
And the good news is we're here at the Elves Club. Obviously, we were talking about the Dubai International Stadium. Things really are on the up here now at Dubai Sports City, aren't they? There's a real positive vibe about the place, isn't there?
I'm glad that you asked that question because people were skeptic about Dubai Sports City. Today, we are nearly 85% done, and we have a little way to go to finish everything else. And everything is picked up in Dubai Sports City. The Elves Club is completely full. As far as the residents are concerned, the 1,000 villas are occupied, every one of them. And you will just have a look around Dubai Sports City. All the buildings are nearly finished. Few plots, I would say none, in fact, left not done. So things are looking up for Dubai Sports City.
And, of course, at the back end of the summer, the swimming academy is set to open. The fitness suite is set to open. So things are really going from strength to strength, aren't they?
We'll be complete as far as the academies are concerned once this is done. And then you'll have the golf, you have the football. Of course, we have the soccer tots as well and the Spanish football. Everything is going to looking up for us as far as we are concerned. And the management has done a good job. And I think we'll go on ahead with everything that we have in mind.